News. I'm Nicole Livis. President Donald Trump declared a national emergency Friday, bypassing Congress to build a wall along the southern U.S. border and setting up a legal challenge that could help determine the limits of U.S. presidential power. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says he'll use executive powers to go around Congress, which approved just a sliver of the money he's demanding for a border wall.
It's very simple. We want to stop drugs from coming into our country. We want to stop criminals and gangs.
He's looking to redirect money from federal military construction and other funds to pay for the wall. Many Republicans had urged him not to act unilaterally, and Congress's top two Democrats are already ripping the move, saying they will do everything possible to oppose the emergency declaration. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Congress will likely try to overturn Mr. Trump's decision, though lawmakers probably lack enough votes to overcome a presidential veto. President Trump is hailing progress in ongoing trade talks with China, with negotiators set to meet next week in Washington as the March 1st deadline approaches. A Treasury Department statement said the U.S. delegation focused on issues such as forced technology transfers, intellectual property rights, cyber theft, and currency during the talks this week. AP correspondent Joe McDonald reports if the trade dispute continues, it could impact the global economy.
Global financial markets have been jittery about this dispute for months, partly because it isn't clear what each side might do as a way of trying to pressure the other. Economists have said that if this dispute continues, it could cut global economic growth by as much as 0.5% a year.
That's AP correspondent Joe McDonald. Tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese imports will go into effect if a deal isn't reached. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo wrapped up a five-nation tour of Europe and Iceland on Friday after the Trump administration launched a scathing attack on the European Union over its approach to Iran. This is VOA News. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi vowed a strong response to a deadly attack on security personnel in Indian Kashmir. After meeting his security advisors on Friday, he promised those behind the attack will pay a very heavy price. The Pakistan-based Islamist group Jaish-e-Mohammed has taken responsibility for the suicide car bombing that targeted a paramilitary convoy on Thursday and killed at least 40 soldiers. India accuses Pakistan of providing sanctuary to them and demanded Islamabad stop supporting terror groups operating from its territory. Islamabad has rejected any link to the attack. The top Pentagon official says he foresees growing the international coalition that's been combating the Islamic State group in Iraq and Syria. Acting U.S. Secretary of Defense Pat Shanahan spoke Friday in Munich after meeting with key members of the U.S.-led coalition.
I, for one, envision an even bigger and stronger coalition going forward, one that has evolved to meet the global threat posed by ISIS's offshoots and its murderous ideology.
Shanahan said in Syria, IS has lost most of its leadership and resources, though he didn't say it's lost 100% of its territory. While harshly criticizing President Trump's confrontational stance towards his socialist government, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro said Thursday he holds out hope of meeting the U.S. president soon to resolve a crisis triggered by America's recognition of his opponent Juan Guaido as the rightful leader. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he's not moved by the interest.
The fact that he has publicly said he wants to talk with the United States is not new, but I think it demonstrates his increasing understanding that the Venezuelan people are rejecting him and his model of governance.
Venezuela's foreign minister, Jorge Arizaga, announced Thursday he's forming a coalition of diplomats who believe the U.S. and others are violating the U.N. Charter against non-interference in member states. Russia has detained American investor Michael Calvi on suspicion of fraud. He's the U.S. founder of the Moscow-based Bering Vostok Private Equity Group. A court spokeswoman says Calvi was detained Thursday with other members of the firm. The court will rule Friday afternoon on whether to keep them in custody. Prosecutors allege Calvi worked with his colleagues to steal $37 million. If convicted, the men could face up to 10 years in prison. Interfax is reporting Calvi's detention stems from a dispute over Russia's Vostochny Bank, in which Bering Vostok is a controlling shareholder. The Trump administration announced new rules for scrutinizing requests to bring minor spouses to the U.S. This comes from the Citizenship and Immigration Services, which considers whether to approve such request. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.